Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 found on page 285 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 533, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
The order of service this morning is responsive prayer 2, page 285 in your hymnals. We rise. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We speak together Psalm 67. It is spoken responsively. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
The reading is from Romans chapter 12. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So back in the 1980s and 1990s, when dinosaurs still roamed the earth and the earth's surface was still cooling, spiritual gift inventories were all the rage. Now, if you're wondering, the CTCR does have a report on that. I considered preaching it, but that might be a little too boring. These spiritual gift inventories were tests that identified which spiritual gift you might have so that you could use it more effectively in the local congregation. On the positive side of the ledger, these inventories provided encouragement to all Christians, not just pastors, not just church workers, that they had an important role to play in the life of the church. They had something to contribute. This is fundamentally a good thing. On the other side, though, sometimes these spiritual gift inventories could come off as little more than glorified personality tests. They focused too much on the individual and his or her giftedness. What am I good at? What do I do well? What unique gifts and talents do I bring to the table? It was all about me. But that's not how Christians understand the gifts that the Spirit has given them. Now, as Christians, we use the gifts of the Spirit in accordance with the Spirit who has given them to us. That means we use them for the sake of others, and we do so in a way that reflects the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Now, the epistle lesson today features one of the four different lists of spiritual gifts in the New Testament. I think we can at least make two fairly salient observations about how St. Paul discusses them. First, Paul urges you to use your spiritual gifts. It isn't enough just to have them. You must use them, and you must use them in service of the church, the body of Christ, your brothers and sisters in the faith. Your gifts exist for them, not for you. The Spirit gives you gifts for their sake, not for your own. So if your gift is prophecy, then prophesy, with some good Lutheran sensibilities, of course. If it's service, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's exhortation, then exhort. If it's generosity, then contribute. If it's leading, then lead with zeal. If it's mercy, then do so cheerfully. The important thing isn't having the gift. The important thing is using the gift, and using the gift for the sake of others. That's ultimately why St. Paul upbraids the Corinthians in the way that he does. They made their spiritual gifts more about themselves, which spiritual gift they had, and in which proportion they had it. For St. Paul, what matters is not which gift you have, but rather that you use it for the benefit of Christ's body, the church. And what Paul says to the Corinthians, he reiterates here. The Spirit has given you gifts so that you might use them for the sake of your fellow members in Christ's body. The gifts are for their benefit, not for yours. So use the gifts you've been given for their sake, not your own. But it's not just that you use the gifts you've been given by the Spirit. No, it's also a matter of how you use them. You are to exercise those gifts in a certain way. You do so in conformity with the Spirit who has given them to you. You do so in conformity with the Spirit who has given them to you. You are to use them virtuously as fruit of the Spirit's work in your lives. That's why St. Paul immediately follows this list of spiritual gifts with a list of virtues to be practiced in the church. Love one another, show honor, do not be slothful, rejoice, be patient, give to others, show hospitality, be sympathetic, harmonious, humble. And what are all of these but synonyms for the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, you know them. They're all there in this passage in one form or another. You see, it's not enough to have a gift of the Spirit, and it's not even enough just to use the gift that you've been given. You were called to use it in a particular way. You were to use it in accordance with the Spirit who has given you that gift. You were to use it virtuously. You are to use it in a way that embodies the fruit of the Spirit. Christians not only use the gifts the Spirit has given them, but we use them in a way that reflects the very work of that Spirit in our lives. This is what it looks like for Christians to exercise the spiritual gifts God has given them. The Spirit has given you many gifts, not for your benefit, but for your neighbor's. And you use them in a way that embodies the fruit of the Spirit in your lives. That goes for each of you, too, especially as you go about your work in this building. This passage, I think, is a clear reminder that we are not merely occupants of an office building or employees of a 501c3 corporation or investors in a pension plan. You are here as members of Christ's body, as believers in Christ who've been gifted by the Holy Spirit and equipped in manyfold ways for his service. You are to exercise those gifts in accordance with the Spirit who has given them to you. You do so by using them for the sake of others in a godly, virtuous, selfless way that reflects the work of the Spirit in your own lives. I know that you may not think about the work that you do in that way, but it's how you should think about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We sing hymn number 533. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. In the day of my trouble I call upon you. Hide your face from my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Because your steadfast love is better than life. For you have been my help. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Save your people and bless your heritage. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, grant your mercy and grace to your people in their many and various callings. Give them patience and strengthen them in their Christian vocation of witness to the world and of service to their neighbor in Christ's name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger.
And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that an evil foe may have no power over me.
Well, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.